Okay. Is there a river around here? Which one is it?
Uh-huh.
What do you call flat grassy country down around the seacoast or maybe out in Oklahoma? Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspender.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham? Got a word for that?
How do you say?
Okay, this is a kind of involved question. It's unthickened gravy, and it's made from juices from lean meat, like maybe ham. Some people call it brown gravy, and some people call it red eye gravy, street gravy, hog eye gravy. You call it any of those? Or do you just call it gravy?
I just call it gravy.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A long-legged hog?
Uh-huh. They've been around a while sometimes. Do you have them around here?
There used to be some wild hogs around here.
Did you have any special name for them, or did you just call them wild hogs?
Just call them wild hogs, huh?
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Yeah, I'm calling it bunny, but I have a head in.
Okay.
What do some people call cheap whiskey? It's whiskey that's bought in a store, but it's cheap.
Different names. You got different names.
Well, this is kind of a general term. Did you ever hear people say rot gut? Or?
Yeah, I heard people call that moonshine rot gut.
Okay. But moonshine, you don't buy moonshine in stores, do you?
It's on stamp whiskey. I mean, it's on stamp.
Okay. Would you ever call homemade whiskey anything besides moonshine? Got any other words for it? Moonshine and rot gut? Any other words? Do they make whiskey around here? I was down in, what county was that? I can't even remember. Ware County. Not too long ago, talking to some people, and everybody I asked this question, they said, Lord, they make it out in the woods all over the place. That's apparently just full of still, that area is.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? Any kind of little thing.
What do you call it?
Yeah, this next section sounds like it's a test. You know, it sounds like the kind of thing that kids get in school. But it's not a test at all. And as far as we're concerned, there's no correct answer or incorrect answer. We just want to know what you would really say. Not what you might have heard on television or something, but what you would really say. This section has to do with word patterns. It's things like, if you were talking about singing a song, you might say, today I sang the song, yesterday I sang the song, many times I heard the trip, many times I have taken the trip. It's this kind of stuff. And so, as I say, don't give me what you were taught was the correct answer, but just, you know, what you would ordinarily say. If we were talking about buying groceries, yes, have the groceries been what yet?
No.
Okay. And I might add today, what the groceries?
Mm-hmm.
We're still talking about buying groceries. And you might ask me, have the groceries been bought yet? And I might answer, yes, yesterday, bought the groceries.
Okay. And if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been, what,
already?